Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as you might have heard this morning, Gardaí have released over 90 images of people they want to speak to in connection with the Dublin City Centre riots on the 23rd of November last year. Well, for more, we're joined by Crime and Defence Editor with the Irish Daily Star and Irish Mirror, Michael O'Toole. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Claire.
Is it unprecedented for the Gardaí to release images like these in this sort of volume?
Oh, absolutely. And they have been working on this for quite some time. I remember doing a story a few days after the 23rd of November riots last year, in which Gardaí were considering this. But I think the rationale for this is Gardaí always try and solve it sort of in-house, if you will. So there's criminal intelligence officers in every district. Every guard in the country will have seen these photos before the Gardaí took the step of releasing. So they want to, you know, it's the last resort, really. They want to try and solve and find these people themselves. And they've exhausted every route of doing that themselves. And now they're appealing for the public's help.
Now, as you say, the Gardaí are appealing to the public for information and to look at the images. They've made it very easy to get your information in. You might just explain to people what they need to do.
Yeah, there's a special portal has been set up on the Garda website. So if you go on www.garda.ie, the public appeal is there and the portal has been set up. Now, they say that you can give details or you can maybe say shop or indicate who the person might be or nominate who the person might be anonymously. You don't have to give your own details. They really are keen for people to come forward and they're making it as easy as possible. But one thing that they have stressed is they want to rule people in and out. So there may be some of these 99 people who had no involvement in any of the trouble and were just caught up in the scene. So they were very, very keen to stress that they are persons of interest and they can rule them in and they can also rule them out.
Michael, thank you very much. Michael O'Toole there from The Star and from The Mirror.